Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And for today, I have a special guest on the show. Her name is Violet Santana, and she's from My Wellness Solutions. Before we get into this amazing conversation that we're going to have, let me just tell you a little bit about Violet. As a clinical nutritionist and hormone expert, Violet Santana helps women uncover the root cause of hormone imbalance. She specializes in treating PCOS, PMS, painful periods, and more. Violet began her own journey of self-discovery with meditation at 30 years old. At the same time, she discovered that all the years of irregular, heavy, painful periods and facial hair were simply undiagnosed PCOS. She embarked on a journey to learn nutrition at a graduate level and graduated with a master's degree in nutrition education from Columbia University. Throughout the years of working one-on-one with women at My Wellness Solutions, she helped teach women how to track their periods as a sign of health, learn the truths of hormone disruptors, and a diet that works best for optimal hormone health. Yes, Violet!
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, come through with your Columbia degree. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but I'm really passionate about, you know, helping women just learn a little bit more about their bodies. It's not as complicated as we think, and we really do have full control of our bodies, whether we think about it or not.
Right. And honestly, just reading your intro, like, so many things stuck out to me, because I have friends who've struggled with PCOS, and my friends that are in our 30s, and some people are having trouble getting pregnant, and they're wondering if it's about their diet. And this interview kind of was prompted for me talking to Indira of My Wellness Solutions, your sister, because, you know, we were talking about how My Wellness Solutions kind of, you know, got started and the impact you guys are making. And I mentioned to her, we talked briefly about supplements, because I was asking her a lot of personal questions about my health. And I said, well, you know, I take birth control because my periods are heavy and they're painful. And she's like, they shouldn't be. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's my story. That's what my narrative is. So I was like, 10. So I need to start there, Violet. Like, what do you mean by my period should not be?
It's funny because I tell Indira this all the time, you know, and I say this to clients all the time at the center. When you guys come in and it's like, I'm suffering from the worst period. You know, picture yourself, you're in your teens and you've had irregular periods throughout your teens, and the GYN tells you, well, it's normal, your hormones are balancing out, you're in your early 20s, you're going off to college, the GYN tells you, well, here's this birth control, it's going to help with your heavy periods, it's going to help get things under control.
Yes.
Then you're on the birth control pill all through your 20s, and then in your early 30s, you want to come off because you want to start a family.
Right.
Meanwhile, this whole time, you really have put a massive band-aid on your hormone troubles by taking the birth control all this time, because truly, your period should not be extremely painful, shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be bleeding where you're going through, you know, you have to back up with a pad because you're using a tampon and you leak in an hour. Like, these are not normal signs of good hormone health. And is it possible that you can have a period where you don't even feel like it's coming? Yeah, it's totally possible, where you're not PMSing, where you're not brutally, you know, just into your emotions and irritable. Yeah, it's totally possible. So yeah, like Indira said, your period should definitely not be this thing that you're dreading every single month.
Wow. That, I mean, I want to get into how is that possible, but how did you get to that conclusion, Violet? Because what you just mentioned is basically a mirror of my story. I got my period when I was 10, and my period hurt so much that I couldn't go to school. So I was put on birth control when I was 13. So
wow.
I've been either on the pill or the Mirena or some form of birth control nonstop. And I'm almost 30. So I've never stopped taking birth control. The times that I did, because I wanted to, quote unquote, cleanse, I was in such pain that I just went back on it. So I would have never like thought like, okay, maybe, you know, I never would have thought that maybe this is not supposed to happen because this is what my body was telling me. So how did you get to that conclusion that that shouldn't be the case?
Well, honestly, going through it myself, and now 10 years just working with women and seeing that once we help them really just cleanse their body, get into a diet that's supportive of good hormone health, and just seeing that their periods, you know, it comes like clockwork. You know, a lot of them don't even feel like their period is coming. That's how I know, from seeing it in myself over the years and from watching it happen with clients all the time at the center. For me personally, you know, I suffer from irregular periods throughout my teens. And of course, they told me, oh, you know, you're just a teenager. It'll get better as you get older. That never really happened. Mm-hmm. I suffer from incredibly painful periods. My flow was crazy. I was anemic for some time. You know, I'd go through pads. And, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really use tampons, but just overnight pads during the day, changing them out like once every hour for the first couple of days. Like, it was insane. And whenever I'd go to the GYN, I was like, oh, you know, birth control. I never really got on birth control. I don't know. I just kind of suffered through it.
Yeah.
I guess I grew up with a mom that was more into like doing things naturally. So I was never really into like the synthetic stuff.
Okay.
But I just suffered. I just literally suffered. Wow. Until I graduated from college and I said, there has got to be a better way. There has to be. I have got to figure out what the hell is happening with my body, with all this facial hair, the irregular periods. Like, they're just this. There has to be a better way. I'm tired of feeling all these symptoms. And so I slowly started turning to herbs and, you know, cleansing, changing my diet. And so really it becomes a lifestyle change that you make where the foods that you're eating are pretty clean. You're eating more vegetables than anything. And I mean, I'm Dominican, so the typical Dominican diet is just not what I eat anymore.
Right.
It's not supportive to good health. It just isn't. I mean, so that's pretty, I'm learning it for myself and just learning things throughout the years, doing research and applying it to myself and helping other clients too.
And it sounds like from doing that research and suffering and having that, you know, Dominican mother who wanted to follow a holistic lifestyle. And I can relate to that because that's how my mom was as well. She hated the fact that my PCP put me on birth control because she assumed that birth control meant I was going to have sex and
absolutely
tampons and all these other things. That's when you discovered you had PCOS later on in life after you did your research?
Way later on. I mean, I was almost 30 when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I think this is what I have. And I went to the GYN and I ended up telling her. Because,
wow.
You know, 10, 20 years ago, I'm 35 now, 10, 20 years ago, PCOS was not as common as it is now. More GYNs are learning about it, but really their number one, I guess, solution for it is birth control.
Right.
And instead of really giving a solution that, you know, heals your hormones and get things in balance naturally, they're giving you a Band-Aid to cover up your symptoms of the heavy period, the painful period. But yeah, it was really through my own research, just trying to figure out what was going on in my body that I realized, you know what, this facial hair and these irregular periods, This is actually PCOS, and I had a lot of the symptoms that come with PCOS, you know, anxiety and the frequent yeast infections and frequent BV, and a lot of women are suffering through this and they're so afraid to even say the words out loud. But listen, girlfriend, you and I suffered, and there's definitely a way out.
Absolutely. And I have friends who suffer from PCOS now and they have all the symptoms that you just mentioned. When you figured out finally that you had PCOS and you were on the right routine in terms of how you took care of yourself, did your symptoms get better?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I got to a point where in my annual or biannual now, my GYN visits and in my lab work, it looks like I don't have PCOS anymore because PCOS isn't really something that you can cure per se. It's something that you manage throughout your life. Mm-hmm. And I notice it in my body, and clients notice it in their bodies as well, that the moment that you fall off this regimen, which is, for those of you wondering, what is the best diet for PCOS really? And this is, I've seen this in, you know, dozens of my clients and myself, and this is what the research shows. It's a low starch, low dairy diet. And what does that mean? Really, it's, you know, getting some clean protein in, whether it's animal protein or more plant-based protein, but it's high protein, high green vegetables, high fruit, whole grains. Really, this is like the best diet. And, you know, once I started doing that, I noticed that, wow, you know, I don't have these, the facial hair is not there anymore. My periods are coming like clockwork. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't last 7 days. All these other symptoms, like I was waking up feeling energized, mental clarity. I was sleeping like, you know, like a baby through the night. So all of these things started to improve in my body. And that's how I know, you know, I'm really onto something. And the moment that I fall off track, you know, I'm not talking about for a day. I mean, for weeks at a time, mm-hmm. if I'm suffering from really high stress and I slowly start to eat more processed food, less green vegetables, less fruits, less real food, my symptoms slowly start coming back. Mm-hmm. I notice the facial hair creeping up. I notice I'm getting a couple more zits. My period's a little bit heavier. It, you know, I have to take a painkiller when normally I wouldn't even need to. So I notice the symptoms coming back. Your body talks to you.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to listen. Yeah.
So it sounds like, you know, in your experience, you, based on your upbringing, you found out that you had this diagnosis on your research too. You told your gynecologist, you changed your diet and routine, kind of sort of cured yourself and managed the symptoms. And then you notice when you fall off that you get those symptoms again, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, what happens though for like what we were talking about a little earlier about people who go through their whole life taking birth control and putting a Band-Aid and all of their symptoms? Is it too late for those folks who are having these really, really irregular periods? And maybe, you know, they may have PCOS because they're having all these symptoms. Is it too late for them to convert to like a plant-based diet and give up the birth control and try to
No, never. It's never too late, ever. I mean, as long as you are alive, there are things that you can do to feel really good. And no, it's never too late. What I would tell my ladies that are trying to come off birth control, find support, get yourself on a regimen that's literally like a post-pill detox almost, because you have to remember this. You have been literally suppressing the natural flow of hormones in your body for years, sometimes decades. It's going to take some time, you know, for things to naturally develop, for the body to get its rhythm back almost. You know, it's like you learn how to ride a bike when you were younger and you still know, but if you haven't done it in 15 years, it's going to take you some time to kind of figure out and feel confident. And it takes time for the body to get in its own natural rhythm. So don't be discouraged that, you know, it took you 3 months for your period to come back, and it's going to take a couple of more months to really get on this regular cycle where, you know, you anticipate it and it comes when you anticipate it, and that it comes for a good amount of days, and that you're getting significant blood flow, mm-hmm. And then it's not painful. It does take some time, but no, it's not too late. Mm-hmm. But you have to help your body cleanse itself of the synthetic hormones. You have to have a diet and supplements that support really replenishing mm-hmm. everything that the pill depletes in your body. So all the nutrients that get depleted, you have to, you know, help your body bring those back. And your body will definitely do what it knows how to do.
And from what not yourself, but from what your sister has told me as well, is that detoxing doesn't mean the diet pills, the teas, or anything like that. That means food, plant-based diet.
No way. Yeah, 100%. So your liver, for example, your liver requires nutrients that come from food for it to carry out its full detox process. You know, traditional doctors love to say like, oh, you know, for example, colonics is something that we do at My Wellness Solutions. It was like, oh, no, you don't need to, you know, clean your colon out in that way because your colon does it on its own. But what about, you know, our clients that they poop once or twice a week?
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal. So the colonic can help you. And yes, we need food to detox. The body needs nutrients that come from food to cleanse. So no, it's not a diet pill. It's cleansing through food, and you can supplement by taking herbs, by doing these cleansing body therapies. But yeah, no, you definitely need clean food to help the body fully cleanse itself.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I can totally get behind that, and I completely understand where that comes from. I'm a therapist, and I work at a school. And the problem that we sometimes, you know, kind of have trouble with, myself and our primary care physician, is that there are girls, and I'm, you know, talking specifically about girls who come into our center, who are having sex, and they're not using birth control because of this mm-hmm. reason, right? So they're saying that they don't like birth control because of the hormones and things like that, which I can totally get behind, but they're also not using condoms. And I know that in your center, you know, you may or may, I know you guys kind of address a lot about sex. What would you recommend? How do I advise someone who doesn't want to use birth control when it comes to like safe sex and things like that?
Well, we definitely got to get behind safe sex, period. I mean, birth control doesn't protect you from all of these, you know, STDs,
right?
And
absolutely,
all of these infections. It doesn't protect you against any of that. I would definitely suggest condoms that have more natural ingredients that won't really alter the pH of the vagina.
Okay.
So there's brands like Sustain is a really great brand. My brain is blocked right now. But
is Lola one? Because I know that Lola has condoms as well. It's like
Lola is a fantastic, fantastic brand. So anything that goes into your vagina, ladies, try to make it as clean as possible.
Mm.
Lola, Sustain, these are brands that have, you know, organic cotton that doesn't, you know, they're not trying to the cotton that goes into your body doesn't go through a long chemical process. It's not synthetic ingredients that are going into your body. So using clean products in this sense is really beneficial. In terms of trying to also prevent pregnancies, I highly recommend you guys look into the fertility awareness method. This is something that I teach my clients.
Okay.
And it's really just learning about the natural cycle of your body so that you can determine when is a good time to maybe have unprotected sex and when is a bad time. And this is pretty, it's a method that is pretty accurate. And I use it for clients that want to prevent pregnancies, and I use it for clients that are trying to conceive.
You know what? When you say that, it makes me think of that app. It's called the Flow app. Have you heard of it before?
Flow is a fabulous app.
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely, and what fertility awareness method is, it's tracking your own symptoms in your body, your own signs and symptoms. So you're tracking things like your basal body temperature, and you're looking at your cervical mucus, because when you ovulate, the cervical mucus changes a bit. And your temperature, your body temperature increases. And these are all very slight signs that we might think are, you know, irrelevant and don't really mean anything. But when you take all of these signs together, it is a very clear picture of how your hormones are working, whether you ovulated or not. And
right.
it's mind-blowing to get that intimate with your body and just knowing that it's really working on your behalf to do all of the things that it needs. And whether you're looking to conceive or whether you're looking to avoid a pregnancy, these are all signs you can look to make that process a lot easier naturally.
That's amazing, because I know friends who kind of use apps like Flow to determine when they should be having sex with their partner or when is the optimum time for them to get pregnant. So a running joke is like, oh, I'm ovulating, I need to go have sex now. And it reminds me of what you're saying when you're talking about fertility awareness. Is there a particular program that you recommend for your clients, or how they can track their body and all the symptoms?
Definitely Flow is a great app. And if you, there's also an app called FEMM, F-E-M-M. Mm-hmm. That's another app that just helps you. And they get more into your cervical mucus and tracking your basal body temperature. There's also Take Charge of Your Fertility. That's a great book by an incredible woman that really just gives you all of the information you'd ever need to know about fertility awareness method. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of really great resources out there. So you mentioned the app Flow, FEMM, the book Take Charge of Your Fertility. They have a website. They also have an app. But just learning more about really what it is can help you take your fertility and your hormones totally in your hands.
That's so funny that you mentioned that. And I really appreciate you doing it, because I've always been pretty skeptical. I trust, it's bad, but I trust my body. But sometimes I don't. And I'm scared that I'm going to get pregnant if I try to follow my body's symptoms, because, you know, I'm the type of person that I went by my birth control and, you know, the 4 or 5 sugar pills and tracking period. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going by that. So I'm always scared that if I try to do it the natural way, that my body's going to be like, wait, what are you doing? Like, this, we're not ready. And then I'm going to get pregnant when I wasn't intending to. But I know a lot of friends who use your method and they don't use condoms. They're a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
They're not on birth control and they know their bodies, and they're just like, no, I'm not at risk of getting pregnant because I avoid it during these times. And I'm amazed.
And that's literally how the body works. And you know how wonderful for all of these pharmaceutical companies that sell these birth control pills, you know, how wonderful is it for them, for us to really be afraid of our own bodies? Mm-hmm. It is mind blowing. And the GYN doesn't really help. The doctor doesn't really help, because they're not really educating you on these slight changes that happen in your body that signal, you know what, your hormones are working beautifully in balance or they're not. And really, this is, you have this really short window of like 4 to 5 days where you could get pregnant. Guess what? The rest of the time, it's impossible to get pregnant.
Wow.
But I think that the more that it's crazy. But I didn't learn this till I was like 31. I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me this? This is insane. But who teaches us this? Nobody teaches us this. Nobody talks about it. Definitely not in our communities. Nobody's talking about this. You know what? Because sometimes our moms, they don't even know the details about it either.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to learn so that we can share amongst our friends, so that, you know, our kids. I mean, I have a daughter now. I can't wait to teach her about her hormones. Like, this is so exciting.
Oh, I know. And I'm glad you, that's a perfect segue, because I want to talk about hormones, because I mean, it's all related. And I love that you are giving us hope, right? That we don't have to rely on our birth control, because there are so many women that I know that were having such a hard time because they were conflicted, that they were on birth control that was impacting their emotions, that was making them fat, that was making them break out, all these crazy symptoms, and they didn't want to be, but they didn't know how else to manage the pain and all the symptoms that you mentioned before. But it sounds like a plant-based diet could help. Now, what about all those things that that women suffer with, you know, when it comes to your clients? What if they're telling you about, you know, breast tenderness and like acne, hormonal acne? That's one thing that I'm struggling with the most. And I'm thinking, but why am I breaking out around my chin? Of course, I go to Google and it's telling me that's my hormones. Like, you know, could you give me a little bit of insight on that and what that could be, or if it's all related to the birth control or?
Well, there's a couple, anytime we get women get anything happening around the chin area, mm-hmm. like hair or acne, think about it that that's more of a male thing. So just know that your male hormones are high in your body. That's one mm-hmm. thing. Okay. When we're coming off birth control, what it does is that it suppresses your own natural production of your own hormones. So it suppresses your own estrogen and progesterone, which are the lady hormones. And it also suppresses testosterone. When you're coming off the pill, it's almost like this wave, these like monsoon of hormones that are all of a sudden literally released into the body. But it's just, it's not a bad thing that's happening. It's just, it hasn't happened for so long that is, they call it androgen rebound. So it's the male hormones that have been suppressed for so long that they are coming out with a freaking vengeance. And you have to just kind of get through that phase, but there are ways that you can help your body make that not be so drastic and so really depressing for a lot of women.
Yeah, especially us, you know, a lot of my friends, we try to use either cleaner or the cleanest products. And, mm-hmm. You know, we're not trying to wear a lot of makeup and all these other things, but if our skin looks like trash, we get so depressed. And so we blame our hormones on it. At least my friends and I do. We're thinking like, oh man, great, I started a new birth control and now I'm breaking out in my chin and my cheeks. Or they'll be like, great, I stopped my birth control and now my body's mad at me. And is it safe to say that it's not necessarily birth control is to blame? Well, kind of, because it's stripping us away of the things that we need, and it's our body reacting to the change in our bodies?
You said it perfectly. It's literally just a reaction from the body. It's not that one thing is to blame or, you know, it's that it's your fault. It's just something that happens in the body. Like the hormones, month to month, our hormones play this like beautiful dance. It's like literally, you know, one peaks and then the other one drops. And they literally talk to each other and they have this great conversation. When we interject a synthetic hormone, that communication is thrown off completely. There really is no communication. There are some hormones that don't even show up anymore. Like, you, I've been knocking on your door forever. You're not opening up the door, so I'm just going to stop knocking. So the communication is just off. And all of a sudden, you stop the birth control and they're trying to talk to each other, but you know, the volume is a little bit different. They maybe are, you know, talking a little bit of a different language. And eventually they start to remember like, oh, I remember you. And the rhythm starts to pick back up. But one of the most important things that I can say is making sure we're getting obviously plenty of water, making sure you're pooping well. Because one of the way that the synthetic hormones leave the body is through the poop. And if you're not pooping well, then it's just kind of staying in there. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you have to help the body detox of all the synthetic hormones that you've been given it through the synthetic birth control. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you're pooping well, making sure that you're working on good, establishing good gut health. So taking a probiotic, plant-based diet, more whole foods than anything else, and really just eliminating processed foods for some time, your body will, again, eventually do what it needs to do. It knows how to have a period.
Oh my God, yes. When you said gut health, I was like, oh my God, she must know that I'm struggling, because I'm so serious. When I've heard so much about how your gut is a direct like alignment of like your spirit and like things that are going on in your life and how that's where your stress sits and that's where your lifestyle sits and all these other things. And I still don't feel like my gut is in alignment with the rest of myself, or maybe I'm not in alignment with my gut. What are some baby steps that people can take, right? Because I don't want anyone to listen to this and think, well, damn, what am I supposed to do now? I'm in my mid-30s. I can't just, like, how do I make this change. Is there birth control that is like safest that could perhaps be a transition? You know, maybe someone is scared of like stopping birth control completely. Is there one that you would recommend that they try so they could wean themselves off, or what would you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, I would, if you have to be on a birth control, I would say something like the Mirena is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it has some of the lowest doses of the synthetic hormone.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely something like IUD would be like the best thing. The pills, not so much. And
so
is also
the worst of the birth controls in terms of the hormones and how it impacts your body?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. Yeah,
even the low dose ones.
Yeah.
So definitely like an IUD, and it's long term, so it's not something where you have to oh, the baby screaming in the background. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It's not something that you have to take daily. So there's a lot of benefits to doing it that way. You know, and as long as you're with a GYN that understands that, you know what, I am going to want to take this out at some point. Because I know that I've talked to a lot of clients that when they do in fact decide that they want to be off synthetic birth control completely, the GYNs are, and their, you know, their doctors are giving them a lot of pushback, which is just crazy to me because you know what? You are the boss of your body, not your doctor.
Mm. Oh my God. Yes, Violet. Say that one more time.
You are the boss of your body, not your doctor.
Yes.
And I think that we feel that we're not because we don't understand how our bodies work month to month. Honestly, if you go on and you look at a YouTube video of how your, let's say, how your period works and how the hormones work, this is literally what I teach women in our programs, is how to understand when you're ovulating based on the signs of your body. And it's signs that all women have these signs. But because we don't really know what's happening, we think like, oh my God, maybe this is an infection. This discharge that I'm having is an infection. No, it's not. It's actually something totally natural that happens when X happens in your body. But nobody ever talks about this and nobody ever teaches us. So we feel no confidence when it comes to listening to the signs of our body.
Yeah. And that's why places like yours and other places that are Latina or Black owned, where our people can go and ask these questions. You know, I have a lot of friends who will shy away from places. There's a place similar to yours in Hartford, but my friends think it's like a boutique type place and that it is too expensive. They don't see it as a regular medical appointment. They see detoxing and colonics and all these things, and they're like, oh, that's a place that you go for like extra, you know, extra work, right? To tighten up, to look more beautiful, to glow and stuff. They don't see it as like, oh no, this is a place where I can go see a registered or certified nutritionist or an MD or something like that who can talk to me about my health. And then there's the language barrier and access to the location and insurance. There's just so many barriers, and who's going to advocate us at these appointments when we don't even understand what the doctor is saying to us?
Absolutely. And I think that, I mean, I'm so proud of the work that my sister Indira and I do, because literally we're talking to women that are just like us. We understand, you know, the difficulties and the struggles culturally that we experience, and that when we tell our parents about birth control and how crazy they think that is, or you know, when we tell them like, oh, I'm trying to be more plant-based, they think you're starving yourself. Like, we get it. We definitely get it. And I hope to always be helping our community get healthier. That's definitely a wish of mine, because a lot of clients tell us like, oh, you guys can, you know, be in a more expensive part of town and charge more money. That's not really what it's about. I wish all women, you know, could sit and have a conversation about these things so that you feel empowered and you literally feel like the rock star that you are.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that, Violet. I'm just so happy to have you on the show. And I'm like, oh my God, there's so much I want to ask, but I cannot have her here for too long. She has a newborn.
But oh, my little baby. No, oh, this has been awesome.
And this, I mean, this is great because, like I said, I have a lot of friends who, you know, didn't want to take birth control and wasn't really sure about what to do. I even have friends who don't like taking medication when they have a headache. What's your favorite remedy when you're like in pain? Because I'm sure as a woman who didn't take birth control and had to discover she had PCOS at such a later time in life and being pregnant, you had to endure pain, physical pain.
Oh my goodness.
So what are your favorite remedies for you know, when you're having physical pain and things like that, and you don't want to take like over-the-counter medication?
I mean, even now, so I have a 3-month-old and my body postpartum is still in pain. So I do a lot of just Epsom salt baths. That magnesium helps to, you know, it absorbs into your body and it really just relaxes your muscles. Warm compress in the abdominal area. When I remember I used a lot of warm compresses when I had period pain. You can also take a magnesium supplement something just you can get at like Whole Foods or like the vitamin shop. There's a really great magnesium drink that I love. It's called Calm. You can drink it at night and it just really helps to release the tension in your body so that you're not in such dire pain. It makes pain more manageable.
Wow, I love that.
Magnesium is your friend.
Are there any of your favorite foods that you recommend for patients who are struggling with like hormone health, breakouts, tender breasts, cramps, like they're having like PCOS type symptoms? Are there any like foods that help with that kind of stuff?
What we need is more green vegetables, like literally real food. And I find that one of the best ways to get a lot of greens into the body is through a smoothie. Like literally get your blender out, take it out of the cabinet, put it on your counter, grab 2 cups of a green leafy vegetable. It could be spinach, kale, I don't care. 1 cup of fruit, no more than that. Grab some nut milk because remember we said dairy is not our friend. Definitely when we're having hormonal issues. So grab like almond milk or cashew milk or oat or rice milk. Grab one of these alternative milks. A scoop of a protein, like a vegan-based protein powder, like a pea protein. And if you have this once or twice a day, you're loading your body with so much real food instead of just having to literally sit and eat like 2 cups of spinach and all this other stuff. It just gets kind of boring. One of the easiest ways to get a lot of greens into your body, grab a smoothie, blend it. You're getting a lot of fiber, a lot of nutrition. You're going to be pooping better. Your body will thank you. Your hormones will thank you.
I love that because I know that some of part of your services is that detox book that you and your sister wrote, and it has those.
Yes, Operation Cleanse.
yes, Operation Cleanse. So you have recipes in there for smoothies as well?
Yes, and the book is on Amazon. There's tons of smoothie recipes in there, but what I specifically recommend for my ladies with any hormonal imbalance is to reference the sugar detox portion of the book. Mm-hmm. That's where I start all my ladies because it's high animal protein, a lot of green vegetables. It's the ultimate diet for helping you to reset your body and reset your hormones.
Love that. Now tell us again for the ladies who maybe weren't listening in the beginning. How do you know if you're having a hormone imbalance for us who don't listen to our bodies and we need to like pay attention? What are the red flags?
Well, one, if you're in dire pain every single month on your cycle, your period should not be this thing that you dread because you're getting you're irritable. Nobody wants to talk to you. You don't want to talk to anybody. Your flow is so heavy that you have to use backups like overnight pads during the day because your tampon fails you and it leaks. All of these are signs of a mega hormonal imbalance. Facial hair, acne on the chin. All of these things are red flags for hormonal imbalance. There's one hormone that is maybe in excess in your body. There's another one that's maybe happening insufficiently in your body. And is it possible to have everything back in balance? 100%. It all starts with really just getting in tune and, you know, recognizing that you have an issue. And slowly start cleaning up your diet, becoming more plant-based, getting more green leafy vegetables, more fruits, more water, establishing good gut health. So grab a probiotic and take that every day. It's all baby steps. I mean, I didn't get to where I am overnight. It took me years. I don't even know how long it, but it took me years. And it's still something that I have to work on consistently, because if I fall off the wagon, my hormones fall off the wagon too.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something earlier that we didn't really discuss, which you were saying dairy is a no-no for your hormones. Tell me more about that, because I've been told since I was young that the culprits for my acne or my hormone imbalances or health were like chocolate, dairy, soda, fried food, like the basic things that they tell girls not to eat because it's going to give you like pimples. So tell me more about how dairy is not our friend, because I love cheese.
Well, you have to think about what you're putting into your body, and cows in general in the United States, they're treated with a lot of hormones, a lot of antibiotics. And guess where those hormones end up? They end up in your body, and they actually end up disrupting your own hormonal balance. Mm-hmm. Our body knows how much hormone to produce. Our body knows when to dial it up, when to dial it down. But if I'm constantly giving you almost like a hormone disruptor, I'm never going to achieve good hormonal balance on my own. So dairy is one of the things to avoid. There's a lot of other hormonal disruptors that come from things like plastic. So all my ladies with hormonal imbalances, please grab like a glass water bottle instead of a plastic water bottle. Your food that you're meal prepping, please get glass containers, because these plastics, they're hormone disruptors. There's hormone disruptors in our cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's just so much stuff. But, you know, take it one day at a time. One day at a time, try to make one change. Maybe tomorrow you have a smoothie. Maybe the day after you want to go grab some glass Tupperware. Maybe the day after you want to make sure you get, you know, half your weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're getting 100 ounces of water. And just baby steps every day.
Yeah. All that stuff. I agree, because I think that we're saturated with how to look great and how to glow from the inside, you know, from the outside in, or like all this stuff about health and wellness and self-care, that it kind of has to remind people you have to go at your own pace, especially if you're older and you're kind of set in your ways. I know my mom, she is like over 200 pounds and she's 55 and she's still so young and she does not take care of herself, but I can't have a conversation with her, and she's Dominican, about all of a sudden stop eating meat and doing all these things overnight. I have to kind of baby step it for her. Like, you know, let's get you a Fitbit, you know, let's track your steps, and I'm going to get you a water bottle so you can start drinking more. So I think that's, you know, that's great advice, and it does start small.
No, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned the parents. We have a, it's funny, we work with a lot of like older women even, and a lot of older Latinas at the center, and we have to take it very, very, very slow. It's impossible for us. It's unrealistic for us to think that anybody can go from, you know, what you've been doing for 40, 50 years to overnight make this big change. So no, we take them, you know, baby steps, teaching them that the yuca and the platanos are not the all, you know, just because you're eating that doesn't consist. Those aren't the only vegetables. That a lettuce and tomato salad, like, that's not the only salad. So yes. Really just taking it baby steps. Is that not, no, esa ensalada no sirve. Seriously, add some things to it. What about asparagus and green beans? But all of us just, you know, take it take it day to day with anything, and all the steps that you take, in 6 months, you'll look back at your shopping cart and think, oh my God, my shopping cart looks totally different. But it's because week to week, you know, you started replacing, you started making better choices. And in a couple of months, you're not going to recognize the person that's pushing that shopping cart because everything's much more cleaner. You have more energy, you're pooping better, you know, and more mental clarity. But it's a process, and you have to just trust that you're doing the best things for yourself. I'm glad, you know, that you have this podcast, because you share just so much information that a lot of women are just, you know, we're looking for. So this is awesome.
Oh, thank you. And I mean, thank you for My Wellness Solutions. I fell in love with you guys when I went to the Glow Wellness Tour. And I think, yeah, it was crazy. And I learned about B12 and what it does for you. And I think you guys were giving out B12 shots. I remember I got it in my arm and I felt like I got like a shot of espresso. It has so much energy and I'm like, what is in this? I need to buy this in a pill form. I was like obsessed. it sucks because I'm not in New York and I wish I could visit. I haven't been yet, but I totally indeed I would go visit. I know you guys are opening a second location. Well, actually a third location. So, mm-hmm. When are you
know, and it's like all little baby steps. B12 is something that you can get from your food, and you can get a liquid B12 supplement, and it goes right into your bloodstream. And instead of grabbing like a coffee with like dairy and all this sugar, just grab a B12 supplement, and it gives you so much energy. And it's something that's sustainable for your body. Your body will thank you. You're not depleting anything else by giving yourself B12. You are depleting your body and putting it under a lot of stress when you're giving it this frappuccino from Starbucks with all the sugar and the dairy.
Are you saying that I can't have my Café Bustelo in the morning?
Black coffee? Oh my gosh, I've been having this conversation so much. Black coffee, if that's how you're having it with a little bit of sugar, is not the end of the world. Now, if you're having like 3 cups of coffee a day with all of this milk and all of this sugar and the whipped cream and the syrups, that's an issue.
Yeah.
If you have a little cup of coffee in the morning, I have not read the first research that shows you that that's what's going to kill you. Please, everything in balance and everything in moderation.
That is true. So what is one thing, Violet, that you think, you know, someone who they're listening to this and they're like, I need to get my life together, my health together. What's one thing that is manageable that the person can start with? Probably like the most important thing for you that someone can start with if they want to make a change?
Oh my goodness, there's so many like little things. You know, trying to increase your water intake, take a probiotic. Mm. And trust your body. Trust your body. It knows how to do what it's meant to do. Just support it and take baby steps day to day.
I love that. I love that because your sister literally said the same thing, a probiotic and water.
Gut health is everything to us. Without good gut health, forget it. Like nothing can work. Take a probiotic, drink some water.
I know.
You
know,
try to add some green vegetables too to all your meals and you'll be well on your way to good hormone health.
Thank you. I appreciate you reiterating that because I've been saying I want to have a conversation, like a whole podcast about poop, and I'm just waiting for the opportunity to do so.
We can talk about poop too. I can spend hours talking to you because your poop tells you everything. If you're not pooping, obviously there is a problem.
Yeah.
And even for clients that if I know there's somebody out there listening that thinks like, oh, I go to the bathroom 3 times a day. Honey, if you're having to run to the bathroom and if those bowel movements are explosive and spongy, that's not healthy. That's inflammation in your body. Your poop literally needs to be abundant and like a snake, well-formed. That is healthy stool.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you. It shouldn't be like explosive diarrhea every time you go to the bathroom.
Because no.
I don't think... I think that's common sense, but some people don't get that.
Because they think that if they're going three times a day, they think that's great. But if it's explosive and you're running and it's an emergency, that's
bad.
You know, that's terrible.
I had a friend in college that this whole interview, I'm thinking about her and all her symptoms, because she would literally be bedridden when her period came. And every single thing went to made her use the bathroom. And I was talking to Indita about this, and I'm just like, okay, so we're supposed to obviously go to the bathroom, but then how do you know when something sent you to the bathroom because it's bad for you? And then I thought about my friend who we would be having breakfast and in the middle would have to go use the bathroom because her stomach hurt so much. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. That's probably, you shouldn't be eating like the bagel and cream cheese with a piece of bacon in it or something like that. Something crazy.
Absolutely.
And
honestly,
yeah.
It's not to say that if you have that once a month, it's going to kill you. It's not. If 80% of your diet, even 70% of your diet is pretty clean and green, the other percentage of it, my God, when you go out and you have a red velvet cake or, a flan, a piece of flan, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Do not feel guilt over it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the wine and the cocktails that you have out with your friends, but know damn well that tomorrow you better get back on track. And that's really what it's about. It's about balance.
And I love that. Like you said before, everything in moderation as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, Violet, before I leave you, what are some of the things that you do for self-care? You have been, you have this business that's growing, you're married, you have a family now. What are your favorite forms of self-care currently?
I have to meditate. Otherwise, I literally lose my mind.
Oh. Okay.
And I started with, something really, I started with the 14-day challenges that Deepak Chopra and Oprah put together.
Yes,
and they're free.
Yes.
Those are amazing.
So
and it's just
good.
A 10-minute guided meditation. And sometimes there's these like reflective questions that they ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And I started that way. And ever since then, it's like I meditate, even if it's for 5 minutes a day, just to calm my brain down and get centered. It helps me be more in tune with like my intuition and just helps me manage my day better. That's one of the things that I do. I try to do simple things like take warm baths and set my full moon and my new moon intention.
Mm.
It's just a lot of small things, but definitely meditation it changed my life. It really did.
So for a certain amount of time every day, is it in the evening or the morning?
I try to get it where I can. If I can't do it in the morning, at least I do it at night before I go to bed. I'll do like a sleep meditation in the morning. I'll do, like a morning sort of ritual to get me, just to help me set my intention for the day. I try to do at least 10 minutes. But even if I have just 5 minutes that day, that is okay too. As long as I'm being consistent, my body thanks me every time.
I love that. And do you have anything else you do as part of your routine to get yourself ready for the day or to get yourself ready for the evening to go to sleep?
Other than the meditation, my sister tells me all the time, she's like, you need to make your to-do list in the nighttime. I'm like, leave me alone.
Like, I'm okay on my meditation, right?
Oh my God, leave me alone. I'll figure out the day as it comes. But not just meditate. I meditate. I try to do some reflective journaling once in a while, just to kind of help me see how far I've come and what things I need to work on. But meditation is really, my days revolve around that.
I love that. That's amazing. And are there any projects or anything right now that you're working on, Violet? What can we expect from My Wellness Solution in the coming months or years?
Well, definitely we're looking to expand to another location. I know that Operation Cleanse is so big on a day-to-day basis of what we do, so that the book is out there and just continue to promote that. I know that for me personally, just talking to more women about learning about their hormones. I'm definitely looking forward to in 2019 creating a course that women can do online. And they'll be able to learn more about that on violetsantana.com, just to keep updated. And I want to share more with women that you can be in full control of your body. Your doctor doesn't know more about your body than you do. And I just want to help women really understand that and become more in tune with their female body.
Oh, yes, yes, Violet. What better way to end? Thank you so much for being on the podcast. This is awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Basic Latina podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. You could find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you want to reach us, please do so on Instagram and Facebook at Basic Latina Podcast. Or if you'd like to write us an email with any questions, suggestions, or comments, you can write us in at basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. Sound editing for this episode is by moi, and the music is by Chef Dog. Talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care.